ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
You keep on pulling me under your skin. You keep on pulling me under your skin. You keep on pulling me under your skin.
Well, 10 years ago, Dan Sultan's Blackbird album burst onto the scene with its wonderful guitar riffs, rock and soul melodies and lyrics exploring the themes of identity and love. To celebrate the decade that's been, Dan Sultan is taking to the stage with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra for a special performance to coincide with the start of NAIDOC Week. Dan joins me now in the studio. Dan, good morning. It's lovely to have you here.
Morning. It's lovely to be here.
What do you think Blackbird taught you making that album? What stayed with you?
Oh, it was an incredible experience. That's a good question. I mean, it taught me a lot. I mean, I went to Nashville for 2 months and recorded in one of the most incredible studios with a now good friend. But then we'd only just met Jakia King, who's just a master producer. It was pretty amazing. I feel pretty privileged to have been able to have that experience. And then it's the record I wanted to make. It was the first record I'd worked with a long-time collaborator for a long time, for my first two records, and that had run its course, and this was the first record coming out of that, and there was sort of concerned but also curious and excited about how things would go. And, you know, it went really well. You know, I think it opened things up a lot for a lot of people, that record. I think where we see things now, as far as the mainstream's concerned and festival bills and First Nations artists, I mean, it was really not a thing before the record. Before that, Get Out While You Can, and then Blackbird sort of solidified that, and it certainly has taken things a long way, but it also opened a lot of things up stylistically, a lot of soul music, rock and roll, punk, country. It won an award for Rock Album of the Year, and it is rock or rock and roll, but it's... you know, there's a lot of soul riffs on there, and there's banjo and mandolin. I feel very fortunate that a record that sort of covered so much was received so well.
The sound of it as well, you're talking about working with Jakia King, this having a look at that studio online, it's an incredible place, this mixture of skill from Jakia's side, but also when I close my eyes and listen to it, it's like I'm sitting in a pub 10 metres away from the band. So it's got this incredibly beautifully produced quality, but also I feel like I'm there when I listen to that.
Yeah, maybe that's us. Mm. Maybe the sparkle is Jakia and the less sparkly stuff is me and my mates. You know. Well, I should mention Josh Jones on bass and Peter Marin on drums. We all went over together.
It's an incredible combination.
Well, we recorded all the beds, so the beds will be the foundation for the track, you know. And we recorded all of those live. So it definitely has
that. It sounds like that.
Yeah, it definitely has that
feeling. So this step into another realm, performing with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, is there a sense of wonder with that, or a bit of a sense of fear being part of something as big as that?
Yeah, all of those things, which is great. I think if I'm ever, and I don't do it much these days, but in the past when I've allowed myself to get comfortable, it's never good. You know, it's not a good feeling, and it's, you kind of hang around in a place you don't want to be for longer than you should. And, you know, having a challenge is really exciting. I'm working on arrangements with Alex Turley, who's extremely talented, and Aaron Wyatt will be the conductor, and obviously working with the MSO. And it's, I've worked with orchestras before, but never on my own arrangements or arrangements that I'm collaborating on, and never with my own show either. One thing I'm really excited about is often in situations like this, you'll bring your band, you'll bring your show to the MSO or to the SO, wherever they're from, and you know, you'll play in front of it, which I have done quite a few
times.
But
this is different, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah, well, I said from the start I want it to be fully orchestral, so no band, so it's a complete reworking. I think it lends itself well you know.
Which instruments in the orchestra really sing to you or really surprise you in what you can get out of them in these arrangements?
Yeah, maybe, yeah, we should talk in a few months. I'm not sure yet. I mean, there's one, as far as being excited, I mean, timpanis, you know, I'm like, more timpanis, you know, so I've had to hold back on the timpanis a little bit, you know. I've always loved writing string arrangements, so this is just a really concentrated and intense version of that. I'm not sure what I'm surprised by yet. It's all just one big, exciting frontier for me at the moment.
When you listen back to Blackbird, are you a different man now? What do you hear in yourself when you listen to it?
Yeah, good question. It's a sad record, you know. The songs are sad. I think the happiest song is called Loving's Just for Fools.
And I'd be thinking clearer if the bottle was still full.
You know.
That's heavy.
Yeah, you know. And that's a song about finding peace with, you know, things not being okay. So I think that's the happiest song on it. I released a record in August last year and, you know, the contrast is stark between the narrative.
You can hear where you were at that time.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't happy. I was sad, but I was also, you know, I was doing the best I could. You get a little older and you get a little wiser and you take care of yourself a bit better, and there's a lot of things that, if you're lucky, there's a lot of things that contribute to, you know, doing things in a nicer way for yourself, you know. You know, but that being said, Blackbird was great and it was really fantastic, strong work, which I'm proud of, and not just my record. It was an interesting time when Blackbird came out. There was a lot of things that were changing. I mean, 10 years ago, social media was definitely a thing, nothing like it is now. I mean, I didn't really engage with it then. A lot of things were getting sort of turned on its head and people were able to make up their own minds on things. I mean, Blackbird's near the song Nobody Knows.
Nobody knows my love for you.
Nobody knows my love for you. Chirpy little number. which has got mandolin on it and it's like an Irish lament, you know. And then after that is, you know, a song called, you know, High Street Riot, which is about the riots on Palm Island, you know, related to black deaths in custody. And that's got pedal steel on it and it jumps around a lot. With Blackbird, what I hear in Blackbird is I hear a real freedom, you know. I mentioned that, you know, I'd sort of been in a situation for a couple of albums before that had run its course, and I definitely felt constricted by that. I don't really listen to old records, but now with doing stuff like this today and, you know, discussing it and doing arrangements with the MSO, listening to some older stuff, and, yeah, I'm really proud of it. It's good. I remember being in this building with Lindsay McDougal and, you know, and it premiered on Triple J and I sort of left and I was like, good, you know. I was very emotional about it because, I'd come out of a time where I wasn't really sure what I was doing and I wasn't really pushing myself, you know, I wasn't well enough. It was a big effort. And 2 months in Nashville in Blackbird Studios, that was just before the cutoff of those sorts of experience for certainly an artist at my level.
Dan, so good to talk to you. Best wishes for the arrangements, let alone the performance. We'll look forward to that. Thank you so much.
Oh, they're going well. They're going well. There's never any doubt. Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
He's a lovely bloke to have a chat with. That's Dan Sultan. He's celebrating the 10th anniversary of his critically acclaimed album, Blackbird. It's a lovely album to put on if you're going for a walk, especially. Fantastic. He'll be performing with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra at Melbourne's Hamer Hall in July. He's got a bit of arranging to do between now and then.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.